listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government shutdown averted. I'm Mike Dubusky. With 85 in favor and 11 opposed, the Senate has passed legislation to fund federal agencies through much of the winter. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking ahead of the vote.
I have very good news for my colleagues and for the country. Democrats and Republicans have just reached an agreement that will allow us to pass the CR tonight, before the midnight deadline.
They didn't quite get it across the line before that deadline, with the final votes being tallied 38 minutes after the existing funding expired. Still, the Office of Management and Budget halted shutdown operations, expecting the bill to pass. The office also says they expect President Biden to sign the measure within the next day. The bill extends current funding through March 14th and includes $100 billion for disaster relief aid and $30 billion for farmers. This is ABC News. U.S. Central Command has confirmed a precision airstrike was carried out in Syria, targeting a key ISIS leader.
The U.S. airstrike in eastern Syria targeted a key ISIS leader who had been operating in an area once controlled by the Assad regime and its Russian allies. With the fall of the Assad regime, the U.S. has been targeting ISIS operatives in those areas to prevent ISIS from taking advantage of the power vacuum and regenerating as a fighting force. Thursday's strike killed an ISIS leader named Abu Yusuf and another ISIS operative. U.S. Central Command said they will continue to, quote, aggressively target ISIS operatives and leaders, especially those who are trying to carry out operations outside of Syria. Louis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
The United Nations Food Agency in a new report finds more than 40 million people in West and Central Africa are struggling with hunger, and that number is expected to rise to 52 million by the middle of next year. The report blames conflict, displacement, economic instability, and severe climate shocks. I'm Mike Dubusky.
Sunny to partly cloudy and cold today. That, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher, a high just at 20. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, will drop down to 10. On Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, a high of 30. Cloudy skies on Sunday night with a low of 27. Mainly cloudy and warmer on Monday, patchy drizzle and flurries, a high of 37. Tuesday's outlook, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-30s. Christmas Day, cloudy with a chance of light rain, drizzle and fog, and a high of 38.
A feeling of Christmas. children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells. Time in the city, ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and above all this bustle you time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
To Zoggy this morning, Andy Williams, Silver Bells. Good morning, and remember, with Christmas time upon us, we're in the home stretch. Keep it peaceful and keep it filled with love, everyone. Hey, we'll have a look at high school sports. We'll do that in right around 10 minutes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Some figgy pudding. Now bring out some figgy pudding. Now bring out some figgy pudding and bring some out here.
This Christmas, may your home be filled with the warmth of family, your heart with the spirit of the season, and your days with laughter and joy. Let's celebrate the blessings of the past year and look forward to a new year full of hope and happiness. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Richland Cattle Center, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, the Muscadet Mini Mart, and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Thank you. see him lily white. The baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair.
I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel for children, all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old.
May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you.
May he help us all make this world a better place for you. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas, for all lonely children wherever they may be.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Do you have a Walk with Grace-related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
WRCO-FM 100.9 is pleased to carry on the holiday tradition of bringing you the adventures of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
My, our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they?
Hear the old-time radio classic, The Cinnamon Bear, this holiday season on WRCO Radio. We present it again as we have for many, many years. The Cinnamon Bear can be heard on Sunday, December 22nd at 1 p.m. and on Christmas Day at 9 a.m. The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com is made possible by Hennick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Door and Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Hillsboro Equipment.
With a look at WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was girls' high school basketball on the radio last night, featuring Riverdale and Iowa Grant, and Phil Nee was there.
The Riverdale girls basketball team won against Iowa Grand 63-30 on Friday night. With the win, the Chieftains are now 6-3 overall and 2-3 in the SWAL. Iowa Grand fell to 1-7 overall and 1-4 in the league with the loss. After starting out with a 7-0 lead, Riverdale raced to a 32-9 advantage at halftime. Macy McKay scored 9 of her 11 points in the first stanza, and Dennis had 8 of her 13 in the first 18 minutes. Kennedy Cooey led 4 players in double figures with 5 three-pointers for 15 points, and Lily Barr added 10. Bailey Harris came close to being Riverdale's 5th player scoring in doubles when she finished with 9. Caitlin Meese added 4 points, and Haley Schneider scored 1. The Chieftains also shot well from the line as they went 12-for-16. Iowa Grant was led by Adrian Biddick with 12 points, and Bryn Pettit added 7. The Panthers were 2-for-10 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 47-29 over Iowa Grant. The Chieftain girls will next play on January 2nd at home against Lafarge Youth Initiative. Iowa Grant will play at Benton on January 6th for its next contest. Once again, the varsity final on Friday night in the last basketball game at Riverdale Schools until after the holiday break. Riverdale 63, Iowa Grant 30. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other girls' finals from last evening, it was Kickapoo over Ithaca 62-24, Cuba City down Boscobel 83-26, Darlington a 51-36 win over Fenimore, Prairie du Chien 68, Westby 28, Wazika Steuben a big win over Seneca 55-13, Bangor handing it to Hillsboro 71-28. Albany Monticello got the win against Highland 64-37, Cashton 43, Brookwood 30. DeSoto picked up the win against Lafarge Youth Initiative 70-13, Mineral Point 86, Southwestern 44. Argyle Pecatonica a 97-33 win over Benton, Barneveld over Schulzberg 47-34, and La Crosse Logan 31, Toma 29. Boys high school basketball, it was a makeup game postponed from Thursday. River Valley over Wisconsin Heights, 76-63. Congratulations to Michael Esser of Highland. He scored his career 1,000th point in a 74-43 win over Schulzberg. It was Luther defeating Prairie du Chien, 72-45. North Crawford got by Weston, 81-33. Hillsboro, 48. Bangor, 43. Royal with a win over Pittsville, 73-35. The Dells over Mauston, 68-55, McFarland 85, Baraboo 71, and Sparta defeated Gale Electric Trempealeau 68-57.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas. WRCO.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. Hark now, hear joy and laughter. People shouting, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Meyer Oil and LP is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas and happy holidays. The home stretch now, kids.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Pentatonics. For your weekend wake-up entertainment purposes, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast in 60 seconds.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
Sunny to partly cloudy and cold today. That, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher, a high just at 20. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, will drop down to 10. On Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, a high of 30. Cloudy skies on Sunday night with a low of 27. Mainly cloudy and warmer on Monday, patchy drizzle and flurries, a high of 37. Tuesday's outlook, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-30s. Christmas Day, cloudy with a chance of light rain, drizzle and fog, and a high of 38.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by.
Shall come to thee, O Israel.
the old little town of Bethlehem medley from Mulberry Lane, all part of your weekend wake up Christmas time edition. 5:46 as we move to the top of the hour with Burl Ives. We're going to have a holly jolly round at this place.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry.
Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full, no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn ended the last full trading week of 2024 on a strong note. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, says that overall, it was quite a week for both corn and soybeans.
Certainly, as far as the trades discussion, we had a wild change in the trades attitude going from that Tuesday, Wednesday discussion as far as the first spending bill, which did not pass in Congress. Trade a little concern here about that biodiesel credit for the short term. Keep in mind, though, as far as that March soybean contract, we have just a little bit further to go to remove all of this week's losses here.
And while some of the reversal during the week was technical for corn and soybeans, Nelson says fundamental factors were also definitely at play.
You know, I would suggest that a good portion of this was fundamental. We did have that biodiesel tax credit concern here this week. Also, we did have this concerning issue regarding the Brazilian real. Really, up until Thursday, when we had the Brazilian government or Brazilian central bank do two separate intervention efforts, we did have that as being a secondary issue as well. But keep in mind, as far as discussion with soybeans, the market discussion is really about not just whether things are bullish, but whether things are perhaps getting a little too bearish. And I think maybe that was a discussion point here in this week's trade.
Nelson says the trade is watching an emerging drier pattern in parts of Argentina.
And that is something we're going to watch very closely. And really up until this point, the discussion point as far as weather for Brazil and Argentina has not been a major factor. Weather during vegetative growth is really not much of an issue as far as yield determination. But now that we're looking ahead and going into January and February, these are the big yield determination discussions. And maybe this is going to be something which I'm going to say gave us a light amount of support here this week. We probably will see a much greater interest over these next 2 weeks ahead here.
And on Friday in Chicago, closing just under the session highs, January soybeans were up 11.5 cents at 974.5. March beans were 12.75 cents higher at 979.25. March corn was up 5.5 at 446.25, and the May contract was up 5.5 at 451.75. And now for much more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan.
Thanks, John. It was a quiet end of the week for direct cash cattle trade activity. Deals for the week had a range of $303 to $308, mostly $305, which was $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals were marked at $191, fully steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Sale barns have started to shift into holiday mode. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture has recapped the week in business around the state.
We did have some stick-out sales still setting right around those records, maybe a draft here or two there, knocking off a record at a specific barn. But taking a look at some of those drafts, we had a small gooseneck load of 421-pound steers sell at $405. A small load of 506-pound steers bring $350 with the average statewide on those light five weights this week at 336. That's awful close to steady with where we were last week. Had a full load of 602-pound steers at 322, a load of 712-pound steers at 289.75. Now, the average on those heavyweights this week going to be a little bit higher, but that's mostly due to a quality issue where we had those loads of yearlings this week. They were awfully good yearlings. And the buyers sure grabbed them up real fast. Some eight weights, light eight weights this week at 266.50 for a load topping out on those. On the heifer side, had a small gooseneck load of 530-pound heifers at 318. Again, the average on those light weights, 295. That's about steady with last week. Some light seven weights. Had three full pot loads from 720 to 735 pounds this week, all bring 266.75. And again, that's a few dollars higher, but they were, as the people in the barns would say, they were the kind.
Most barns will be closed this coming week, and the week after business will start to pick up after the New Year's holiday. And to wrap things up, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs and feeder pigs are $5 to $6 higher. Demand was firm for light to moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $68.92, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $88.03. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat